Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 44 of Five Song Set. In this episode, you'll hear five songs that are either tango or one of its predecessors, milonga. While many people think of the dance when they hear tango, it looks like the music came first. Tango developed in Argentina and Uruguay in the mid-19th century, influenced by the much older milonga, the candombe of African slaves, and later immigrants and their instruments from Europe. The golden age of tango was the mid-1930s through the beginning of the 1950s. But if you look at the popularity of the dance and the music, it's one style that seems to have held its own over the years. These days, in addition to all the different types of conventional and traditional tango music, there's also neo-tango, which can have much more electronic elements. So that's a little background. Now let's listen to some tango. We're going to start off with Casa de Negros by Andreas Drimer. Of himself, Andreas says, "I'm Andreas Drimer, Argentinian singer, guitarist, and composer. I'm writing new tangos involving tango, vals, and milonga. Always trying to learn the style, because tango is really huge and beautiful, and there's a lot to understand in there. I've been involved in different tango projects since 2002, and now I'm focused on my own tangos. I've released a CD, Tangos Longos. It's posted to listen or download on Bandcamp. As for the song, Casa de Negros is a new milonga I wrote. It tells milonga's history as I know it. It's divided into three parts. The first one talks about the African slaves who brought the rhythm and even the word milonga to South America, and their encounter with our gauchos, both of them united in their oppression, and the milonga acts like a song of freedom. The second one talks about the foundation of tango, a few years later, in the Orejas, Buenos Aires city limits at that time. And it even talks about the Guardia Vieja, the old guard, first tango movement, elemental, passionate. The last one is an homage to Edmundo Riviero, a.k.a. El Feo, a famous singer who was the best milonga singer for almost everybody. He also wrote music for a lot of milongas and had made an investigation of old Lunfardo poets and the history of milonga. That's a great song with which to start a tango podcast. So here is Casa de Negros by Andreas Drimer.
Milonga es cosa de negro que llegó encadenada a estas pampas olvidadas que ni las ondula un cerro, que cansada como un perro se la